Because my math is bad. And it's pretty cool because you two are both my best friends, and Jared came into my life after I lost Adam.
There's a crazy war going on, and I lost my legs.
Allegedly lost the legs.
That's just to fool the man at the draft board.
Yeah, either way, our friend Adam here is not feeling too good. Kind of sick. And on the way here, we pulled over so he could throw up. And this old guy just shows up. He pulls over in a truck with like a flashing light on it, like a volunteer fire department guy. And he comes over and he starts rubbing Adam's back. And I don't know what's going on. And I'm just like, okay. And then he comes over to me. And he's like, I'm a medic. And your buddy doesn't look very good. By the signs and symptoms, you should take him to the ER. And I'm like, no, he's just puking. He just doesn't feel good right now.
I mean, the man is kind of sweet. He is kind of nice for stopping.
I would. Yeah, I told him thank you, but it's like,
what if Adam was just trying to seduce the old man in so you guys could beat him over the head, throw him in the back of your car, and take him to a place?
Well, I mean, just my whole thing is, what is this? You know, I'm fucking sick, thrown up. There's an old man touching me. Is this prom night or something all over again?
Who did you take to prom night?
I took Adam to prom, but he couldn't go because he was suspended from school because this one kid thought Adam was going to Columbine it, but in reality he was just going to wear a Green Power Ranger outfit.
Would he have the sword?
So they asked, like, don't the Power Rangers carry weapons? And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You were just going to dress up as a Green Power Ranger?
Yeah.
What day? Was it like beginning?
The last day of school.
Oh, so it wasn't like a good day to do it? Like, be a silly motherfucker and wear a Power Ranger costume?
Yeah, that was my thing. But, whatever.
How are they going to suspend you? Did you say you're going to fucking carry some sort of weaponry into the school or anything?
No, I fucking called my vice principal or whoever he was. I called him a fucking scumbag. And this is nonsense.
No, go on.
But yeah, I called the vice principal a fucking scumbag. And he was like, you're out of here.
But who got a hold, like, all right, how did this all start? Like, how did you get the call from the principal? Oh,
fucking, it was my senior year, right? So, I mean, I know there's, like, you know, big senior skip day and everything.
All right.
The last day of school. So I'm telling my buddies, like, hey, you know, don't skip the last day of school. I got a big surprise for everyone. That's, like, basically verbatim what I would tell people. And that one dude was just like, Adam's gonna shoot everyone. And fucking,
so a rumor basically sent
up. This one guy was like, Adam's gonna kill everyone. And fucking,
because Adam wore black pants and long coats.
Well, I mean, they were the trend. When did we go to school?
He had a short
early
skirt
90s.
And a long jacket.
It was adorably long. It was nice. I liked it.
It's true.
I remember one time this guy did come in wearing the same jacket as me, and I did fucking straight threatened his life.
Was it like the Batch of Stampede jacket?
Yeah, he just straight threatened his life.
Why? You were allegedly starting to be... Allegedly. You were starting to be a legend by that point, man.
And guess what legends don't need? Little fucking piss and copycats.
Kids who fart in class and hang out with their girlfriends all day. I remember the kid. Either way, me and Adam, we met in the 7th grade. And from my perspective, what was going on is like, 7th grader, new to, was a biology class?
Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like general sciences.
Yeah, okay. And like, I already knew of all the rest of the kids in class. I knew they all sucked. And I see this gentle giant hanging out in the corner. wearing a white Tall Geese Gundam Wing shirt. And at the time, I wasn't really into anime, but I liked Gundam Wing, and that's how I struck up conversation with him. And he probably thought I was a fucking weirdo at first.
No, I remember it. You're like, I like your Tall Geese shirt. But no, it wasn't that. I was reading that fucking Viz Media catalog. That fucking anime catalog with all the fucking...
thing. I don't remember, but it's cool.
Yeah, I had like a fucking... But yeah, no, you did say like, I like your Tall Geese shirt. And I said, thanks. I'm reading this catalog about all sorts of anime, and I'm down to clown till I'm dead in the ground.
Yeah, Adam at the time was a juggalo.
Was he really?
Yeah, huge.
Are you still a juggalo?
God, no.
God, no. I passed on.
Yeah.
That point, I would turn 15, he said. I turned 15. Kidding.
Mm-hmm. I was never a juggalo. Wait, how many juggalos were in school at the time? Besides you?
It was Dan, Mario, fucking Jared. Not this Jared, but the other Jared.
Three.
Or was it? I might have been an under the table juggalo.
Undercover juggalo.
Now, for those who don't know what a juggalo is.
Pull your head out your ass would be my suggestion. Come on, how can you...
Boom!
Right?
Eat them bombs.
You don't know. You never know.
I find that hard to believe.
Really? Everyone knows.
If you don't know what a juggalo is, like, comment, subscribe.
Oh, no. I mean, he makes a point. I'm not gonna...
Anyways. Fuck, where are they going? Oh, yeah, then there's that, CJ. That kid Baxter.
Oh, God. He used to hacky sack a lot.
Yeah, and
it's someone who follows cool. The insane clown posse.
I think that was about it.
That's what a juggalo is.
There's a hit song by Insane Clown Posse. What is a juggalo? I'm not gonna sing it.
I thought you were going for a minute.
No,
that would be classic. Busting down beats.
Hulkamaniac!
Me and Adam.
Our boss motherfuckers in the thumbtacks!
Oh, Jesus, they're friends.
There you go. Yeah, dude.
And he's the one who got me into psychedelics. And I'm the one that got Jared into psychedelics. And then one time, the way you two met was through psychedelics.
It was. It was very much.
I remember because you were like, I have to work, but you and Jared need to bond. I think back then you had an idea like,
what happened, dude? I don't even know what was going on that whole trip.
Oh, my.
You want to tell him or you want me? I mean, I will.
Go ahead, man. I've been talking about all the time. Yeah.
Oh, you're our guest. What happened was, we were planning on going to this Fletch Fest up in, I forgot where, Snow Ridge, maybe is where.
Wood Valley or something?
No, it wasn't Woods Valley. It was up the road. It was in upstate New York. Upstate New York.
Scary.
And we get there, and it was supposed to be a festival, but only like 100 to maybe 200 people showed up, so it was a small, small venue. Well, me and Adam came in allegedly on a mission, looking for some stuff. And we were looking around for about a few hours. We were just getting the feel of the place, really. And we got something to eat. We were sitting there. And one of our lady friends, or one of mine, who I've met in the past, she comes up, recognized her, start jibber-jabbering with her for a few minutes. And we do the old, you know, we just maybe have asked. And, so we take a little, she may have answered with a positive answer, let's say.
What? What are you doing? You're talking so vague. Some people hung out.
Yeah, some people hung out.
What was that fucking shit you were talking about the other day? We were just hanging out, having fun.
Well,
anyway. I'm talking about being vague with things.
Anyways, we continue. We finally get some, acid we got.
Yeah.
LSD. It was nice. We took it, and we took on the walk that we walked uphill, like, earlier that day we took me and Ed went on a walk just because we were bored with the place. And it was a nice half a mile to a mile walk we took into the woods. And we were just sitting there, puff-puffing, hanging out. We come back, and we took this walk again. We went maybe 500 feet in the woods, and it hit us like a brick wall. We were good.
Actually, dude, I remember we were talking to that fucking hippie-ass family.
You guys are out of hippies.
Oh, Jesus. Now he's breaking my back. That must have been where my short-term memory has faded.
I remember talking to this hippie-ass family, and it started, like, kicking in, and I was like, I can't be here anymore. I gotta get the fuck away from these people.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I remember.
What?
Who's...
And I was sitting home, and my two best friends were tripping without me. But, you know, it's funny, it's when Adam comes back to my house, And he's like rolling on, I don't even know what it was, like MDMA or Molly or something?
Rolling on the band MGMT.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, something like that. Oh my god, I fucking pet your dog for like 3 hours.
Dude, he's dancing in my room and shit. Like cliche rave person. He's like, got music on, he's got like a blanket cape, he's holding a stuffed animal, he's shirtless.
It was so hot.
Grooving, just grooving.
It was so hot.
Just grooving everyone, like, grooving, dancing. I'm trying to sleep, and every once in a while, I'd hear like, doots, 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 and I just feel like Adam touching me, like he's petting my, like, whatever I was covered up with.
Because you were playing Soul Calibur, and whether you won or lost, I gave you a fucking.
Yeah, but that was when I was awake. I was playing Soul Calibur 4. And, like, I was just, like, getting my ass whooped because it was, like, that game's just so fucking hard. For
some reason. I don't think you understand how amazing everything felt, Kyle.
Yeah. And he's, good job, buddy. Good job, buddy. Pat me on the shoulder every time. I'm like, oh, great. Good job. And he just goes back to dancing. And I was like, dude, I got to go to bed. And like I said, when I was sleeping, I'd be awakened by him touching me, like, just rubbing me. Really? And he's still dancing, man.
Oh, man. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Off it.
It's just crazy because, like I said, Adam's the one that got me into psychedelics. Like, Kyle. Well, we're going to do some... What the first time we did shrooms?
I don't remember. That's going way back.
You, me, and Justin.
That was it. Yeah.
In your old place, we did mushrooms. Woo! We watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I remember we went on a mission to save your mom.
Yeah, my mom got her car stuck, and...
By the time we got there...
Oh, man, by the time I saw my mom, I was tripping hard, man. And I'm like, let me use my car so I can go drive to my girlfriend's house at the time. And then she's like... And then I was like, no, that's a bad idea. I got home, and it was like, the floor, like, my legs on the floor fused together. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
No shit. That's the first time?
Yeah, we ate, like, what?
I don't remember.
I think we ate, like, an eighth, didn't we?
An earth? Sure, yeah.
We ate a bunch, and we were eating sun chips and shit. Oh, shit. And then we did acid.
First time...
We did acid that was like, it was like Batman and Robin acid, Super Friends.
Oh yeah, that was some of the so best, much fun.
That was some of the best LSD I've ever taken. It's funny, because you puked then too. You're always throwing up, man. We were just sitting on top of this crazy hill and Am's just talking to me and all of a sudden just starts throwing up. Remember when Taco Bell had those black tacos? Oh God, he's doing
black
it!
Black tacos? Yeah, the blackjack tacos, they were just like regular ass tacos with Baja sauce.
Oh Jesus. Were they good?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Last time I ate Taco Bell, man. Dude, I had the Dorito tacos, and they were the Cool Ranch. Dude, I ate it like 3 times in a row, and that third time I finally learned.
I don't understand why Taco Bell doesn't just, like, bottle Baja Blast.
Dude, it just exploded me, dude. I had the worst runs after it at, like, 4 o'clock. The kind where you wake up from a good sleep, and you're... Bowels are binding, dude. It's bad news bears. Fuck Taco Bell. I stand by my statement.
I remember one time I went to Taco Bell, and afterwards, I don't know, it was like half an hour, 45 minutes later, I'm walking, I got a fart, and I do. I'm like, oh, that was a good one. I take 2 steps, and I'm like, something ain't right. Moral of the story is, I, at the time, a 24-year-old grown-ass man, pooped myself. I sharted.
I know all about that. Myself. I know all about that. That ain't fun. So my cheeks are good enough to catch it before it spreads too hard.
Here's another funny story that reminds me of. one time I was...
The bow stories are always the best.
I was on a boat this one time, and I was on the deck of the boat. And there was a fucking, like, really big, like, windstorm coming through, and I had to piss. And it was, like, 3 a.m, and, you know, just... I don't get into details, but, like, I couldn't just go below decks and, you know, take a piss, so... I wait for the wind to die down, and I go and I start pissing overboard. Well, halfway through my piss, the wind picks back up, and my fucking stream is like a fucking
in the breeze.
Vertical geyser. And I'm just like, well, here I am, 25-year-old man, pissing on my own dick.
So, in a matter of 2 years, you were a grown, supposed ass man. I mean, you can say you were grown up. I mean, I don't know, you're still young. But you pissed and shit on yourself.
Yep.
And not only did you piss and shit on yourself, you got to the point where you actually hit both boots. Like, you shat in your pants, so that was messy. And then you pissed in the breeze, and it hit the front, and that was messy.
You know, it doesn't... It's
not easy. Like, you could have caught it on, like, your shoe or something.
You know, it's kind of just now really dawning on me that, like, this isn't just, like, us talking. That, like, just whoever out there in the fucking internet land can just be like, it's Adam guy's a fucking scumbag, Jesus Christ.
Whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. I know you're not.
I'm just saying, no. Because I don't know, like, this is like kind of like their first impression of me. And just, you know, like, just if I, you know, just at any point, you know.
I find it to be hilarious.
Just, every episode, I'm just going to, don't forget, Adam is not a scumbag.
If you think Adam's not a scumbag,
he is
like, comment, and subscribe.
He is serving our country, so, you know, he's just not a scumbag. He's a hero.
What the fuck was I going to say? But yeah, because I don't know, like, if I just, like, met someone at, like, I don't know, was on someone like a doctor's office, and like this is like the first story they tell me, like, I just pissed all over myself. I'd be like, I'm done talking to this guy, fuck.
But that is not the way you would be like talking.
I guess not, because I mean, it's not like I just bring someone. It up. Yeah,
you're talking
to
us right now.
Yes. And like, I know, I'm just saying though. I'm just saying.
Cool. Dude, when you're in high school,
fuck you.
Did you ever like have that cliche moment where the teacher calls you up to the board and you got like a boner?
I've been always good to 12 o'clock, my boners, man. Always been good to quick down.
I never got called up with one. I used to 12 them up in the hallways and shit. Cause those,
I would do it.
They used to sell those lollipops, dude. And I used to watch these hot preppy girls sucking on these suckers all day. And I used to sit there and I'd be like, hit my head. I'd just be like, oh, fuck,
a little hormone rage kid ready to explode.
Zitty chinned fucking hard dick Kyle. Getting ready to get...
Oh wow, I remember that shit.
He's just getting sort of flashbacks.
So I was
this
a foot shorter and like 30 pounds heavier, man.
Oh man, I don't think.
There's an entire pocket of your backpack just nothing but Stridex pads.
Even then, I was still a cocksmith.
A cocksmith.
Singing dick in high school.
That's hilarious. Like I would get called up to the board
never
with like boners
before.
And shit.
I must be way out of my time.
The good news with me is I got a small dick, so just no one ever noticed.
It's cool. It's inverted.
What?
Dude, I don't miss high school whatsoever.
I don't think you're supposed to miss high school.
Some people do.
I think if you miss high school, then you're living not a good life.
High school was shitty.
Like I was bullied.
Yeah.
Either or.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of miss high school just because shit was just so much simpler back then. Like, I don't miss it because, like, those were the golden years of my life. It was just like,
people say that
I had to go. I know that they do. I'm just like, I gotta fucking go to this government mandated hang out with my friends all day room. Okay.
It's not that. That's where they got their friends from. Like, most of my friends is like, my life was outside of school more than in school. A lot of kids' life was in school, if you know what I mean. Like, my kids had, like, sports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mine was like, oh, I had to go home because home was much better than school.
Yeah, I go home and play video games.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I want to play some games.
School life and Azeroth life.
World of Warcraft, yeah, in high school. See, it's crazy because I knew Jared in high school, but we weren't really friends. We'd just see each other in the hallway and like high five, and we used to play like asshole in a study hall we had together. But that was
we bullied each other.
We used to see each other in the locker room, and you'd always be listening to like some sort of rap music, and then you'd like be busting my balls.
Yeah, I'd whip him with towels. It was weird. Run around, chase him naked.
Me and Adam came in second place in a doubles badminton tournament once.
I remember that. Then I had to play. Why I fucking hated Kyle in high school just clicked in my head because his ass would whoop me in fucking badminton all the time. Dude was on fire. He would make a perfect British woman. Dude, that's why I hated you.
He'd make a perfect British woman.
Dude, that is why I hated you. That's why I bust your
butt. Shellcock! Yeah!
I was a better asshole than you. That's what I had.
But like, I had to be it's not playing cheap. I used to be a stickler for the rules. Like,
no,
you're going to land in your zone. Oh. Like, that doesn't count because it's not in the, like, me and Adam knew the rules and we were fucking lanky bastards, dude.
My Tums?
No, I'm good. I had some bomb stuck in the back of my throat from when, like, I threw up earlier and I just, like, dislodged it and...
That's hilarious. I'm glad we have that recorded. Ow! Ow! Tasting his own vial.
It's not in the
But it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, dude.
I like it. I'm glad it happened.
Oh my god, that's classic comedy.
This might happen again at some point.
Just don't do it on the back. Not on the floor. This is like a shag carpet. They wouldn't be that
worry
cool.
About it.
It's a door in the bathroom.
I think I can figure out where the toilet is, fella. There's a door and a bathroom.
He leaves, and then, like, he doesn't come back for, like, a half an hour. There's, like, vomit smear all over the walls. He's, like, naked in the middle of the living room, like, pissed out. What happened? What the fuck happened?
You wake him up. Guys, I'm not doing too well. I'm not well
at all. Call that guy. Call that guy that was going to be in the road.
The old man. The old man.
Where's the old guy to rub my back now? Oh, that's Branson. That's not good at all.
Oh, my God. Kind of. You guys ever seen movie 43?
Which is that? What is that?
It's just like it's a bunch of shorts made into a movie, basically. But there's this one where, like, this, like, teenage girl, like, this, like, the young girl gets her, like, first period. And, like, everyone's freaking out because they don't know what to do. Because it's, like, just, like, 12-year-old boys and shit. So, like, they don't know what's up and everything. But, like, she's, like, trying to hide it. And she's, like, sliding against the, like, the wall. And she's just getting period. There's, like, a smear of period blood.
That is horrible.
And I know, but that just reminds me, like, you know, I got all fucked up. There's just a smear of fucking blood. It's like, oh, my first period! I think you're just pissing blood, bro!
This must be a good cartoon if that's the first thing that comes into your head. I think of, like, weird, like, meth houses or something like that, all splattered all over the wall with, like, paint and bullshit.
Graffiti. Like a butcher or like a slaughterhouse?
Yeah, something like that. Buckets. Or, like, meth.
Or, like, when fucking, like, in Dexter, when he's, like, trying to, like, recreate the crime scene, he's bashing fucking those plastic domes with hammers and shit.
Just looks like a crashed house with vomit all over the walls. Looks like an alcoholic who don't give a fuck lives there.
I've been there.
I've been there. I, like, go to a pasture.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
It's cool.
He's like, it's cool.
Please comment with your guess of how many days has been the longest I consecutively did not take a shower or bathe at all. And we'll give the winner Yoda poster because I'm sick of fucking staring at it. All right, moving on.
Yoda's the man. Moving on. How long did it take?
Yoda. Why? Who do you like better than Yoda?
Who do I like better than Yoda?
It's like, I mean, I guess Jedi wise, right? Is he the strongest?
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan is the
strongest. He could beat Yoda.
You think Obi-Wan could beat Yoda?
I do.
Well, my problem with the shit is like the third one. I hate how they did the first three, but the third one, he could have easily kicked Senator Palpatine's ass, the Emperor's ass. But no, they made him into a pussy and made it so he fucking fell off like three stories and got injured. He had to crawl away, lose his lightsaber and some bullshit. And then freaking, they cut to the next scene over. While they're flipping through scenes, you see Obi-Wan just tearing some shit up over Anakin.
Yeah.
That is some bullshit. I think Yoda would be able to destroy the Senator pretty quick.
I remember when that movie came out, episode 3, I would every now and again buy a lightsaber from Walmart and they had Yoda's lightsaber. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It was the only green one they had and I wanted a green one. So I'm the like, all right, ones? Cool, Yoda's lightsaber. And it cost the same as all the other ones. Boy, was I surprised when I opened it up. It was half the fucking size of the lightsaber.
That's stupid, though, because some of the guys have, the Jedi have green lightsabers.
Yeah, right? I agree.
It's all about the crystals they put in, ain't it?
Yeah.
The crystal that colorates it. According to KOTOR.
Well, Samuel Jackson has a purple one because
in Luke Skywalker kind of had a green one in the third, in the fourth, sixth one. Fourth, eighth, nine, tenth, sixth one.
No, he had
He had
blue at first.
He had Anakin's.
Then when he got his hand cut off at Empire, he had a
green one.
He lost a lightsaber, so.
In Return of the Jedi.
Remember, the Vader's like, I see you have constructed your own lightsaber.
Dude, the lightsaber throw in that shit is so weak. I was watching it the other day. I was watching it around
what is it?
Okay, there's
a lightsaber battle.
Yeah, there's like to the end of the last one. That part's so lame. It's like
Darth Vader standing there while they're just.
The part that's really lame is just like Darth Vader and the Emperor are trying to convert Luke to the dark side. It's like, you will convert. I won't convert. No, it's like, you're forced to watch your friends die. It's like, okay, you're gonna convert. No, I'm not. Like, and then they fight, but there's one part where like Luke like does like a crazy force jump back, flip up onto like a little scaffolding thing.
Yeah.
And then Darth Vader just like chucks his lightsaber. Yeah, it's not even like smooth. It's
he
like,
double hand throws it. It
looks like a base. I don't even know.
It looks like he double hand throws it like a log or
granny
something.
Granny style underhands it. Whoo! Yeah. He doesn't. Why would you have to like throw it? They didn't like force it.
The force on the.
I just think at the time, like Lucas didn't really.
I understand.
Think about like the crazier.
They were technologically.
But I was like, oh shit! Lightsaber throws have been in Star Wars since the first movie. So that's pretty cool because I like. I'd be throwing mine all the time.
Yeah, it happened, but it seems like you'd throw it, but you would kind of do the thing to bring it back to you. He just launches it.
Yeah, he just launches it. He's like, fuck this.
You're missing an important... Darth, you're missing an important aspect of the lightsaber throw. It's bringing it back to you, homie. He says, fuck it. I'm done.
I kind of imagine, like, in arcades...
You wore me out.
Back when those were a thing, you'd have that dude with, like, the token belt. You know?
Yeah.
He's just got like one of those for lightsabers.
Just keeps throwing them.
Like a dispenser.
Yeah, just lightsaber dispenser.
All right, hold on.
That's hilarious.
Got boxes. He's like the only Jedi that's like allowed to exist. Wow. Why not?
I understand how they become close, but how come they didn't have like a Jedi that didn't give a fuck? Like how they have all these Rambo type people who have 1,000 guns. They should have at least one Jedi with like 4 to except just the Grievous. He had 4, obviously. Motherfucker should have like a waistband full of lightsabers and just start fucking throwing them.
From
Dooku trained him how to use a lightsaber.
I'm just saying that that's like the example of someone holding more than two.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I liked him a lot.
Well, there were Jedi who like would dual wield lightsabers. That was a thing. That,
but they should hold like one should actually hold like, four lightsabers.
Like
how
fucking like Blackbeard would fucking have just like
that's what I was thinking. It's like Assassin's Creed where he has the guns, 4 guns.
Yeah.
I understand you don't throw them and you ain't trying to lose your lightsaber.
But when you do, you're going to be glad because they weigh next to nothing. They wouldn't be hard. It's not
even,
like carrying
around
like 4 long
swords. Even
cops
hold a little backup one. They don't even have a little dagger, like a little Yoda-sized one on their ankle just in case they lose that one.
Right? Dude, his is shorter. So does that mean that some like a big guy could have like a really long one? Like, giant
straight up,
sword?
Like I would have like a Yoda, Adam would have a freaking actual like huge oar type
like
one.
Like a daikatana just... Yeah.
Double-handed cool. Cloud Buster.
Cool. I'd love to be a Jedi, dude. I think about Star Wars a lot.
Or the Buster Sword Wars.
I think about that shit.
Sword
Wars. Being in the universe.
It would be nice.
I just want Force Power. I want telekinetics.
I do it just because I make it
like
so...
if you could have any power, what would it be?
Any power? What do you mean? Any power?
Anything, dude. Like if you could just have like... I don't know, it's like X-Men, I guess, and you're mutating in and you, but you get to... I don't know, it's your choice. So, I mean, obviously, imagination here.
I only have... I've been asked that before. I've only ever had one answer. I would want to be able to kill myself and just come back to life minutes later,
like
totally
Deadpool style.
Yeah, it's not like flat out immortality though, but just like it only works if I kill myself. If I do that, I come back.
What
to life.
What if I kill you?
What?
Are you dead forever?
Yeah. Just one. Were you?
What? Because whenever I kill myself, I come back to life just fine.
So you just want to kill yourself over and over again?
Just, like, overreact to, like, pointless situations.
And kill them.
Like, good, like, dude, like go to Kansas. Like, go to Kansas.
You're going to be crawling out of graves constantly, dude.
It's going to, it's minutes later, not, like, hours.
Okay.
But, like, go to the KFC and, like, hey, can I get number one extra crispy? It's going to be a 6-minute win, extra crispy. No! Donezo, excuse me.
Shoots himself in the head, and then
2 minutes.
People would freak the fuck out.
Six
dude.
Minutes later, he comes back. He freaking all of his brain starts come back in from the outside. Well, that was fun. Let's go. Let's get out of here. No, that would not be my power whatsoever. Adam just killed that. But I am going to say, like any power, I don't know, man. That's a good one.
I think telekinetics would be cool. Or to, like, distort reality or something. Like, if you could just warp shit or make people hallucinate, you could make everyone... Do you go up to a whole army and make the whole army think they're, like, under the ocean. They're all holding their breath, freaking the fuck out, really. They're all just standing there. Something like that.
I'm trying to think of something, like, how to explain. Like, I wouldn't mind being, like, a Superman. But not, like, all the bullshit. I mean, it ain't bullshit.
You
it's cool that he shoots,
fly.
Like... And be able to survive in
so
space.
Be like invincible.
But you can't, he doesn't, I don't understand how they make Superman. Is it so he survives off the sun is why he has all of his powers? Or is it because he's Kryptonian he has all his powers?
I don't know, man. I thought entering the atmosphere gave him new powers. Something about entering
That's our what atmosphere. I thought. And the so young, our young son. Did you watch the new Superman then?
No.
Oh, you should. No, I'm just
kidding. It was good. The last one. One of the last movie I actually watched called White Christmas. It's an old, like, I think, Bing Crosby movie or something like that. They sing a stupid song called I Want to Be in the Army, and they're on the stage, and it's just awful. It's just awful. It's tapped in to talk about how good the Army is. 3-course meals and a uniform, and then these ladies come out. George Clooney's mom comes out and is singing about, oh, the Army because of the romance.
What movie are you watching, man?
It was called White Christmas.
Oh, White Christmas. What the French? That sounds horrible. That was the last movie you watched.
I'm gonna make a remake. What Christmas is gonna be Santa doing?
That was the last movie you watched.
Yeah, I
watched. God dang it!
Why? What have you watched? What's the last movie you watched?
Jesus, where do we count? Like Vice movies?
Anything? Just in time period, right now.
Just watched a Tech Nine video.
That's a no. We didn't watch. That's not a movie. That's a music video.
Like a Vice documentary. Last thing I watched was eating. What's the Vice shit? The who was the last guy? Chang something.
Oh my god, Jared.
Come on, I don't have that
good of I don't know either.
It's a Vice video. The last official movie I watched would have been
Matrix.
The Matrix.
Which is a good movie to die on. You are dying on a fucking Bing Cosby.
Bing Cosby.
I mean, some people actually wouldn't mind.
I love the first one. The other two, I like the fighting, but as far as the story goes, and as
I just don't care for it. I need to download them or get them and watch them again.
That movie's really cool.
Hell yeah, man! Why the hell not?
Went shopping yesterday with my mom. I went to the mall. Well, first we went to Hobby Lobby, which is cool. But dude, people just don't give a fuck about personal space. They'll walk within like a foot of you, like they're in your little group. Like I figure, whenever when people go shopping, they're always in like little tribes. You're always with like your friends and your family. You always stay in your little huddle. I'm with the cart with them, and like people, they're like this big fucking oaf of a guy and his two kids are sitting there talking about like all I hear is like, O'Brien's gonna be coach next year, and the dad's like, no, he's not, and the kid's like, yeah, he is, and he's like, we're not gonna talk about it right now, and like. They're right behind me, as if it was like I was going to be talking to you or something. We're walking along like, hey, Jared, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're within, like, talking range.
They don't give a fuck.
Right behind me. And it's like, dude, you're just, like, cutting in between me. These two other big old guys just cut, like, in between me and my mom as we're walking. Dude, I went to buy my mom a calendar, and now there's those little kiosks and the people, the cashiers. The guy was sleeping. I woke him up. I go, dude, are you okay? His eyes are all fucking crust, you know, like, just glazed over. Yeah, well, oof. Dude, you need to wake up. I'm gonna steal calendars from you next time,
bro. Oh my god, dude.
Nah, you'd be caught on camera. I went
to Nice and Easy the other day, and there wasn't even an attendant there at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was bad. I could have stole the half gallon of milk.
No one in the whole store?
Nobody.
Was there any cars in the parking lot?
Yeah. There was a dude plowing the driveway. I was inside for easily 5 minutes, calling out, just standing there. I actually went
to someone in the bathroom, like the one person.
I don't know. I was actually thinking maybe someone was in the bathroom getting nailed because I actually stood there.
Why are they fucking? Why
I don't know. Because sex. My mind needs to be voyeuristic to make it included. Right?
That's why everything has to have sex in the big, the Jared world. Everyone's getting it on.
Yeah, everybody's getting it on. Right now, Adam's in the bathroom.
Adam's right now probably fucking banging shit.
God damn, he's jerking off and banging a bitch.
Everything. Kyle's late, man. He's probably getting it.
I actually thought you and Adam may have went to a whorehouse and left me behind.
That's hilarious.
And I felt bad.
Just one. All right, anyways.
Yeah, for this podcast, I will be petting a dog.
But we lost complete train of thought.
It's all right. Thanks a lot, Adam. Now we're
talking. No, anyways, I went in the store. I even went to the extent of going to the door and ringing it. That was awesome. A few breath in my face. But ringing the door like 5 times, the alarm inside went off like the ding dong.
It's times like this I would change what my power was, because I really do want to kill myself right now.
Nice.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you. That's horrible.
I just came in. I just shamed everything. I made you lose your story's momentum. I smell like bomb. You know, I just ruined everything.
Fuck. You did ruin everything. I mean, there's a lot more to this life than you burping in my face and sitting down. I do like eat stuff and watch some TV. So, I mean, play video games. I do. There's more to that, like loving my family.
Pimping ain't easy. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I probably just clipped the audio so bad right there. I'm sorry.
What a jerk. Ruining everything.
God damn it, I do! Fuck!
You've been on a boat too long.
Straight up, go get feds in there.
Man, they honestly, though, like, that has desensitized me to being an asshole so much. Because, like, it's basically allowed. I mean, it's not allowed, but it just happens anyways, like...
It's allowed to
be. I don't like sweet tea. I'm from the north. I hate sweet tea. It's sort of a thing that we have. I was told that to one of my buddies on the boat. Immediate reaction. He hauls off and just slaps me across the face. And that's a thing you can do. So, I don't know, I'm desensitized to what, like, being a genuine asshole is to just common people, you know?
A bunch of dudes on a boat. It's actually summer, ain't it?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, what would we call that a boat? Like, the surface ships are called ships, but subs are small, so we call them boats.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like, it's still a ship by definition, but if you call it a ship, you're a fucking asshole.
That's rude.
Why are you an asshole?
It's just, it's a tradition thing that is, you know, way before my time, but it's just tradition, because, I mean, like, especially back in the day, like, a World War II Vallejo-class sub, those things were teeny tiny. Oh, my God, dude. So, like, it was a boat, and they called it the boat, and it just, you do that now, and basically whatever the submarine force did during World War II, we just do today.
So. Why was they calling them U-ships?
Yeah, boy.
Just to spite everyone in the Navy.
That's rough.
I mean, it was rude.
You ever dress like Donald Duck in network pants and just wear your, like, sailor outfit?
Why was it not rude? Why was it not rude for him to wear pants?
I'd be like, Donald Duck? It'd be so funny, dude, to remember, I'm Donald Duck. He's just got, like, the sailor outfit. Sure, he's totally dick's flipping.
You know what, man? If this was, like, 5 years ago, I could totally do that. But I couldn't these days now. Like, it used to be you could just walk around naked on the boat because, you know, you're classified feet underwater. You know, is the admiral going to suddenly make an appearance, you know? Yeah. No, you know, just... I mean, not anywhere. You can't just, like, walk up into control just like, here to take watch now. I was like,
a little gay bashing going, like, on there.
Chief of the watch. Chief of the watch. Can you put on some boxes or something, please?
Oh, shit.
You know. Gabe, I mean, it's person by person, you know, if someone came in the Navy, you know, homophobic or hating gays or whatever, they still do, but it's not like, you know.
It's not tolerated much.
It's not, like, it's a thing you'll get in trouble for if you're just, like, going around, like, I hate them, you know, things I don't want to say in your podcast.
You say whatever you want. It's not you saying it.
It's people. But still, it's still just out. It's still just out there, you know.
Fags is what you want to say.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but whatever. Like, yeah, there's that.
Respect to you. Respect for you not saying it. That's all
right. Like, there was this. I was sitting sticks with this one guy, and he was just like, all gays should just. Capital punishment. Excuse me?
That's rough.
Because I'm sitting there, I'm just like, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you don't know what capital punishment means. So, excuse me, come again? It's like, fucking queer should just die. They should get, you know, killed by the state.
You love the cack, don't you, gay?
And, I didn't talk to that guy for 3 weeks. Because, like,
why would you want to talk to him? He helped you out by saying that shit, just so you know not to talk to that dingus.
Well, because, like,
I would have been like, cool.
I stood watch with him, so for like 6 hours, I have to sit next to this
dude.
So you
got to deal? All right.
So, like, you know, that. You know, just to, you know, you talk about what movies you saw,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and just
shit. Bullshit.
Because, you know, to help make time go by faster, but I didn't even care. I was acutely aware of every goddamn second that passed, but I wasn't fucking talking to you. Fuck you. And that was that.
I was acutely aware.
No, because I mean, I really don't care, but, like, it's not that this, I'm just clear, it's not that I'm a big, like, you know, one of the big...
Gay rights hand to the kids. Liberal.
Yeah, it's not that, but I have gay friends, and don't tell me one of my friends should fucking die because he kisses boys. Fuck you.
Exactly.
That's more or less what it is. Just don't tell me any of my friends should die. I'm just like, fucking Kyle Chapin should be fucking publicly executed. I basically have the same reaction, just fuck you, and just...
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, dude. I got an argument with, he got an argument with me, this kid who... I thought, like, okay, here's this kid at a party, and, like, this kid was, like, kind of like flirt with me. And he's like a dude. And then later he gets a hold of me on Facebook. And he's like asking me if he want, like, wants to hang out like right then and there. Like, I'm going to come over. I'm like, nah, it's cool. And he's like, mind if I pick your brain? I'm like, go for it. And he's like, how do you feel about gay marriage? I'm like, completely do not care if two gay people want to get married. They should be able to. I can. You know, like, I just don't care. I just really don't care. And he's just like, it's not natural.
Oh, shit. I just dropped my last name.
Did you?
Oops.
I didn't even remember. Or,
there's an edit.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm not doing
this, so. Okay. There's a lot of editing
here. Ruin my groove. Oh, my God.
Girl, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, talk to that kid.
On the internet.
And fucking, he's telling me that gay, like, gays aren't natural. It just blew my fucking mind, dude. I know I told you about it before,
How is it that natural?
I know, we're in nature.
That is the truth.
And it's like, okay, and he's like, it just doesn't benefit the evolution of species. And it's like,
but it does, because if you...
But it's not like gays are... Okay, if gays aren't populating, gay people are still being born, like...
It's, the question is the question to him is like, do you like to... Try be like, do you want to fuck a woman or do you want
to
fuck a man?
Going on to me, dude.
Yeah, it's like I'm attracted to women, so there's going to be a populace to the actual thing. It's everybody, not to mention, is going to turn gay, and even so, there's a whole other species. Guys get bored easily, so even if they're fucking each other in the ass, they're going to want to fuck a woman sooner or later.
Yeah, that shit's always in the fucking news, too. There's, like, this Duck Dynasties dude business.
What is that? Oh, that is... God. I have no clue what this is about. I keep reading it all over Facebook and everything.
I don't watch Duck Dynasty. I don't know
Neither
names,
do I.
But yeah, the one with the ZZ Top beard...
Which they is all have it. They all have
I've seen pictures. I know one you're
of,
talking about.
Yeah, one of them, I guess he said in an interview, like... You know, being gay is a sin. And he's like, it's not a big sin or anything. It's not, like... You know, crazy end of the world, or anybody's like, it's a sin. And if you just start sinning, it's just, you know, what's next? Fucking adultery, bestiality. So he did, you know,
fucking cat.
He did that thing, and then he also said that the guy. I haven't read this. This is what I've been told. I just want to say that, so in case I'm wrong,
so you
here.
Don't know the actual story.
Well, I read that part for sure.
Yeah, I've seen it on the news.
But the second part is just what I've been told.
All right.
So like,
second
you know,
half of this is disinformation.
Is,
dude,
yeah,
like prepping golf people.
But apparently he also said that, like, the blacks were better before the Civil Rights Movement. Like, they were better off before the Civil Rights Movement.
Oh, so he
movement.
Just kept digging himself a hole.
But,
they're so dumb. So yeah. Silly.
Anyways, one thing I was going to say, though. One thing that drives me crazy is whenever... Because I really don't care one way or the other about most things in life.
Yeah, that's probably...
But one thing that drives me crazy is when people are like... Whenever someone says that being gay is a choice, that absolutely drives me crazy. Because if you take 10 seconds to think about it, it's bullshit. Like, who chooses the fucking uphill battle? I'm like, I hope my friends will still like me, my family still love me.
I hope I don't get disowned with this one.
Right? And then just not even that, but like, I for one did not consciously sit down and say, like, I will get a boner from naked women, I will not from naked men. Yes. That's the battle line. I'm sticking to it. I've signed this contract. It's been notarized. You know, I didn't make a conscious decision that, you know,
exactly.
What gives me a fucking hard on? It just happened. So
true.
How? Yeah, but
yeah, dude. I try to explain to people. I'm like, okay, you like girls, right? All right, you know that feeling you get when you see a naked lady? That's how some people get towards the same sex. So
some people get towards the same sex. Some people get towards like fucking Rottweilers. Just, I don't know.
I used to jerk off to hentai.
I still do to this day. I'd like to right now, but I mean,
I haven't in a long time. I don't know. I got a bunch of real stuff now.
Can't, dude, because it's... I don't know.
It's gotta be like amateur stuff. Like, it's not porno, like at a set where it's all fake.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I sometimes will go to, I will casually enjoy a strip club. You know, like, I have nothing against like 3D women, but just like 2D women, like, I got like funky, like just awesome hair and just drawn to perfection with like Martian gravity tits. You know, it's just like they're just drawn to perfection.
Yeah. It's like the idea, dude.
Yeah, it really is. And then it's just like,
dude, give a guy a crayon and a piece of paper and give himself a boner drawing fucking boobies and stuff. Like,
yeah. Well, shit, just give me 10 minutes of my imagination, I'll give myself a boner, you know? But, I mean...
10 minutes? Well, I need fucking 35 seconds.
I just watch a lot of, like, regular anime and, like, play video games. And so, like, I'll be playing, I don't know, fucking Heavenly Sword, and I'll be like, that shit's pretty hot, you know? Like, Wouldn't mind seeing her naked.
Those chicks are meant to be hot.
And guess what? Mission fucking accomplished. Yeah. But my point is, I'm like, oh, this chick's pretty hot. And then, like,
Bayonetta.
And then, yeah, like, Bayonetta. And, like,
she was hot. I love, that's why I like playing.
Rule34.hotheel.com. Here we go.
There was another Bayonetta?
Oh, there's a, no, Bayonetta 2 is coming out for the Wii U. Oh, yeah. Another thing about fucking Bayonetta, over on the topic. Just hard as hell. I rage quitted it.
Really?
It was so hard. It was so hard. I was playing on normal difficulty, not easy. So was hard. I just rage quitted. I couldn't do it.
Maybe I was playing on easy. Because I don't remember that game being all that hard. It must have been easy.
You might just be better than me. That's a very real possibility.
It is, but it's more like I'm trying to think of the time I played it. No, it would have been on normal because I played it within the past few years. Because when I was a kid, I always played everything on easy, but after like 17, it went to normal.
It's me as a kid. I guess I just loved, I'm sure it was the same. You just love that feeling of like, I'm basically God.
With what?
No, just easy, video games
easy.
On easy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you play Halo on easy.
Just like, you just crush everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I am with normal on that game, dude. It's just, that's hard.
Oh, yeah, no, but like.
Nowadays, when I was a kid.
But I mean, it is like that normally, but also with Halo, that was like the first game where like, I played a lot of first banana, like Call of Duty and Medal of Honor. Mm-hmm. And there, it's like, blah, blah, two shots, center mass, that dude's dead. And I have the elites with the overshields, and I'm like, I drained an entire magazine. Yeah. So I would just play on easy, because it was like, that just didn't make sense to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I was like, Halo sucks, how can you have to do that? But then I was just like, I should get a penis in lieu of this vagina, and, you know, this game's fucking amazing.
It is a good game.
You can tell I like it.
I have fucking played the shit out of that one, that's for sure. I haven't even played Halo 4.
The only Halo game I haven't played is Halo Wars.
That's the one I haven't played either, Halo
Wars. Just because I was like,
I don't like that kind
of game. I'm not a big real-time strategy guy, but I love Halo. But then like, I saw my friend play it, and I was like, one thing that drives me crazy about strategy games is when like, you can't pick where you make a base. Like, you have to make a base in like, you have to like, build like your central hub building on top of this thing, you know? And like, go from there. It's not just like, oh, like, if you would have let me go over there, I could have used the mountains and the river to a natural defensive advantage, like a Command and Conquer or StarCraft or something.
See, I played. I tried playing one of the Command and Conquers. I just couldn't get down. I kept getting my ass beat. I gave it like a 3-hour try. And I gave up. I loved Age of Empires. That was one game I did love the shit out of.
I could not do Age of Empires.
See, a lot of people had the same reaction. Yeah, a lot of people hated it because it was boring.
Oh, it wasn't that. I loved it. I loved the game. Oh, yeah. When I say I couldn't do it, I mean I couldn't beat it. Was another one that was like, where...
How the fuck do you beat it? That's my question. Oh, yeah, I go through the campaign.
Yeah, the campaigns and shit.
Yeah, I did that game on easy. And then,
like, when I would, like, play, like, free map against the computer, I don't know what it is in that game, but I just cannot... Like, I have, like, my first clubman out, and these fuckers are coming in with fucking longswords and shit.
Cavalry and shit.
And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm just bad at micromanaging my peasants, but...
Yeah, it's hard. There's some levels that... I think the only reason...
Like my initial thing is like... Damn it.
What?
This is a 10th interruption by Adam for those of you keeping track at home. It's just like, I'm just bad at micromanaging my peasants. I'm just like, my initial thing is like, build a barracks, get troops. That's what we need. We need war fighters. But I guess I should like make more peasants to, you know...
Yeah, to be able to money, build it.
You know? And then they're like, you know, build things faster, get more money, get more lumber. But then I got, like, my army of peasants, and they're coming with cavalry, and I'm just like...
Well, the thing about that game is you only needed a couple peasants, I think. You only need, like, mid-range, maybe 5 to 10 at best.
You needed more or less than what I had, or you just need to manage them better, I guess.
Manage them. I used to type in cheats. You could get a fucking spy car if you cheated in that game.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy was the cheat for that.
Yes, the Big Daddy.
Then there was equals MC Trooper.
Yes.
And you get like a man, you get like a spaceman with a fucking laser rifle.
Yeah, shooting lasers.
I never even played those games.
Age of Empires? Original computer games?
Woodstock was 1,000 lumber. Coinage was 1,000 gold.
Oh, this motherfucker memorized.
Quarry was 1,000 rock.
I played StarCraft. I was all about StarCraft.
Yeah, oh my god, I haven't even thought about those in front. Like, I don't know, you just mentioned the fucking spy car.
Yeah, dude.
Like, 11-year-old me, it was just like, I got this! Put me in the game, coach.
I played StarCraft and Diablo 2. Those are my two computer games.
Well, Diablo 2 was fun as fuck.
I had a lot of computer because my mom was dating this computer guy at the time. So
that's how my shit.
So he built me a like at the time.
Was it the same guy?
What's his name?
Gary?
No.
I was honestly a little worried for a minute.
Gary?
Like I'm like. And do I have to beat this guy's ass for cheating on my mom fucking like 15 years ago? That's, maybe.
You track him down.
That would be funny if we were just together. And then, Gary?
You guys were talking about that. I was thinking about Spore. That game had little tribes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But the best part of that game, I loved the very beginning, just being a little microorganism.
I played
eating.
That. I played the game. Oh, that game looked so much fun. Why did I never get that? It looked really cool.
Once you got to like where your guy was like tribes... I didn't like it.
How did it turn? You mean
it turned? Well, it went from you start off as like a cell.
Yeah, I know because I played it from my phone.
You evolve from, as like you go from a creature coming out of the water, you crawl on the land, and then you like skip. Once you get like a certain upgrade, it skips to like little tribes, and you gotta like develop your guys like little like tribal armor. It's made out of like bark, little tiki looking stuff, and spears.
What is it like? A third stupid. Person?
New podcast. Backseat Conversations with Adam and Jared.
You just keep on talking. We're just gonna have
yeah, right.
No, what is it? Is it like a third-person game?
First person? It goes to like a third-person, I believe.
Yeah, is it goes from controlling a single character into like a real-time strategy.
Oh, real-time strategy.
I believe eventually you just start like colonizing planets again, and then you really meet like other people's like fucking shits that they made, if I remember right.
Spore.
I only played the cell part like Kyle, so...
That was my favorite part.
This part of... I didn't play the actual game. I played it for my phone.
Oh, which was the part... Damn it.
What do you mean? I don't know what it reminds you of.
No, I just keep interrupting you every time.
Interrupting? I was at the end of it.
Good. remember when you and Justin would stay the night at Mark's house? And it was like kind of like a race to be like the first person to get up and log on Warcraft? Otherwise, like, the rest of us... The rest of us would just be watching you fucking play Warcraft, you know?
Kinda. Well, I would always... You know, there was always, like, a console there, too.
He had, like, all the consoles of the time.
It was, like, a laptop.
He had a laptop, the desktop, and just, like, whatever... Every console of the era, whatever era it was.
Yeah.
What did you end up there with it in the end? Would you guys, like, hanging out... The last time all four of you guys were hanging out, having a good time playing video games, what was there to play?
Bro, that was, like, 5 years ago.
Mike was so into Warcraft, dude. We were all into Warcraft.
Well, it's not really that. Mark moved and I moved, so it's hard for us to be back in town at the same time.
I understand.
I can't just like choose and pick like going home. You know,
what did he have? Like a Nintendo, everything like that. Nintendo.
No, that's me who has every Nintendo.
Really, the NES. Original NES?
Yeah. I got, all of them.
Do we have the Atari? Like 1600? No. 2800? What was it? No. 2600?
There was a 2800 and a 5200.
I can't remember which one I had.
Was it fucking just the biggest goddamn thing you've ever seen in your life?
It was pretty... No. The original Xbox kind of takes it, but okay.
Okay, if it was smaller than the original Xbox, it was a 2800.
Yeah, it had a little, took a little front, had a little place to play card. But they had different
companies
made it.
Had like a little like wood paneling
thing.
Yeah, it did. That was the 2800.
The thing was awesome. They had all the different controllers that went. They had the Pong one and the actual joysticks.
Yeah. When my Nintendo broke, which I later found out my Nintendo didn't broke. My Nintendo was just fine, just my controller broke. But 5-year-old me is just like, shit's broke! You know, my dad went and pulled out the Atari from the basement. And the same thing. He had the fucking breakout pedal, the driving pedal. They're the exact same thing with the different sticker on them, but... I had a time of my life with fucking Atari.
So we had a shitload of games. We didn't have, like, all the name... We didn't have Donkey Kong. Wait, did we? I think we did have Donkey Kong.
I had a game called Demon Attack. And it is just the best goddamn Atari game I've ever played with my money. It's like Space Invaders, but, like, they're not, like, all, like, queued up in a line and, like, to the left, right. You know?
It's like Galaga?
No, because you're still just a stationary gun on the ground. Well, not stage, you're going to move, like, side to side and shit. But like you're still Galaga? Just, like... Galaga, you can move, like...
Oh, you can, too. You're right. My bad.
Yeah, so you're just going to move side to side, and there's just these things that, like... There's, like, different ones that did different things. Some just, you know, would just to the left and to the right. And others would kind of, like, try to, like, dive bomb you. Others would, like, when you shot them, they, like, split into two smaller ones that would, like, flitter down in a random-ass pattern, and some shot, like, lasers back down at you.
Demon Attack.
super good.
I think I may have played it. I think I may have not.
Super good. So many. You would remember because it had it was a different cartridge. It had kind of like a triangle tip at the top, and it was silver.
We had a gold one, I think, like that, and I can't remember what the hell it was.
I don't know that one.
That was the Donkey Kong was a great cartridge. There was also another joystick that had a small joystick for it, and with one button, but they also had, like, the computer ones that had suction cups at the bottom. You could put it on your table. It actually had, like, the trigger on it in the front.
Oh, man, that's bringing me back.
To, like, dude, this thing was
I
awesome.
I had one, but I didn't have any games for it. Oh, so man, I just thought it was cool to have that joystick.
That thing was awesome, man. That thing, it was so responsive. I think in the end that we just ended up using the little joysticks with the one button on the side.
That's what I use most of the time.
We would rock Pitfall a lot in Ghostbusters. But when I was a kid, I didn't know what Ghostbusters, which I do believe is 3/4 of people out there, didn't know what the fuck Ghostbusters, how to play it, what the hell it entailed, or anything.
That game is for Nintendo or Atari?
Atari.
That game is actually it's a rare thing, but that's an Atari game that's better than the Nintendo counterpart.
Really?
The Nintendo counterpart's a fucking terrible game. It's real bad.
So two games, same exact whatever game, Ghostbusters, both shitty, terribly shitty. The first one I replayed few years back, or the one for Atari, it wasn't too bad, but it was still shitty. Yeah. Had no clue what the fuck to do with it. Didn't tell you what to do.
If I remember right, games where it was like. Start you off at the shop, and then you had to, like, toggle those, like, switches up there. Like, the switches on, like, the panel of the Atari. You had to, like, toggle those to get it to, like, kick the actual game.
Turn it on?
What are you talking about? But, like, to get to, like, you go to the store. It would start on the store screen, right? Like, you buy your shit from the store, and then when you're done with that, you had to, like, toggle those little panel things to leave the store, because, like, there was only one button, and it was to buy shit, so they needed to incorporate other control. Yeah, but yeah,
I don't remember any controls on the box of the ones we had.
I could be wrong.
There was four little switches. But I have seen old Ataris that had the controllers on it. Don't get me wrong; I know what you're talking about. But different companies used to make it like what they're doing with the Steam Machine that's coming out, where multiple companies are making it. Anybody heard of the Steam Machine?
No. Oh, what is it? Valve. Yeah, Steam. Valve.
Valve coming out with it.
Talking about the Ouija?
That's played on the Android system. That's out right now. Ouya. Right. That's out. I looked at that at GameStop today. That looked
It's only like $100 or something. Right?
It's $100, but it runs off the Android and it runs off the Android iOS. Yeah,
it's just like a bunch of games that like cost $1 or something.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of like indie games. It's cool.
It looks legit because they have one that actually has a USB that's $80, a low USB that plugs into, if you have the USB on your TV, plugs into your TV and you can control it with the controller. It looks cool.
I watched him play some games for that on this Game Grumps show I watch on YouTube. They played some games for the Ouija. It looks pretty cool.
Does it? Is it actual like Android games? Is it like indie games?
It's indie games. Just nice. Whatever the indie guy makes, you know?
Cool. That's cool. I didn't realize it was that. I thought they were just using making a giant version. Controllered version of Android games.
No, I think just it connects to the Android, so you can play your Angry Birds and shit on there.
That's cool. So you do get it, but they are making original games for it.
Yes, awesome. That is the case.
Awesome. And yeah, whatever.
I want to play a Shovel Knight game.
Oh my god, yes!
That game looks so cool.
I thought I'd be on the 3DS, but it's not. Apparently, it's on the Wii U. I mean, I got a Wii U, so
I thought it was coming out. It's cool. Yes, I don't have one anyway, but it's.
So. I do that, but that love, really is kind of. I love platformers, just like on the go. You know, just.
I love retro games. I love 16-8-bit retro games.
I've been actually just gonna say that. I actually past 2 days I've been playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
I'm playing
Alucard.
Yeah.
I got to the upside down castle part, and I was like,
"I'm not even at that." I'm trying to find a way to turn me into mist right now, and I can't figure it out. No, there's one little part that I haven't searched yet.
You can color your cape. You get a cape that you can change the color.
Yeah, that's the most expensive cape you get. I just found a crystal one last night in the underground tab
or something.
I have one that's like a crystal cape. It's called. It's like half invisibility. It says. I get to the underground caverns. You go across this boat while you're underground, right after you get the double jump. It gives me a statue with the dude who just rode me there.
The ferryman?
Yeah. What do you do with that statue?
I don't remember.
Statue, the ferryman statue, there's another part in the underground where if you don't have that statue, he won't be there, but since you do have the statue, he will be there. So, like, it might look like it doesn't do anything, but it actually is.
Cool.
It actually is allowing
for it. Right across the water.
Yeah, that's probably where the spot I'm going to right now is.
Yeah, because, like, you know, if you didn't have it, you'd be like, I'm stuck, but since you have it...
Why the fuck does water hurt you in that game?
Because you're a vampire.
Water hurts vampires?
Yeah, they can't cross moving water. Moving water.
Really? I thought it was only holy water that hurt.
No, moving water. Any water that is not stagnant is harmful to a vampire, apparently.
My brain is full of half facts and bullshit. I'm not just going to put that out right
well,
now.
Well, dude, we're talking about something that isn't real anyway, so, like...
I remember half when, facts, baby. That's what I got all day.
I remember when Deadliest Warrior was coming out with that vampire versus zombie episode. And they're like, it's always going to be, like, stupid bullshit and, like, made-up superstitions. Like the experts and shit, like... When a zombie reaches level 100, he becomes a feral werebaron.
Yeah, dude, because they had it to where it was like, I forgot, like a couple hundred zombies versus...
It was like 100 zombies versus like 3 vampires.
And what it was is they weren't even outdoors. They were like in the underground basement during the daytime and the zombies came in. First of all, why would zombies be trying to eat vampires? They're both undead zombies. They wouldn't even pick up a vampire being a lot, like, around. And like, either way, dude, all you had to do is just like... Depending on, like, the vampire's strength, I was just slicing dice through most of them with either their bare hands or weapons. And they wouldn't... I don't know, it's stupid. They wouldn't get turned into a zombie getting bit. I don't think.
And if they, I don't what know, show are stupid. We talking about?
The Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, fuck that shit.
And they had to where it was, like, a couple...
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
A couple vampires... I think one vampire was left. Like, the handful.
Yeah, well, whenever they do those things where it's, like... A they group of, like,
vampires with.
It's always just going to be one dude that's left. 100% of the time.
Spoilers? Fuck.
Well, so that they can, like, show off, like, every side's... Because they have, like, 4 weapons they come to the party with. Yeah. And so, like, everyone can, like, use that weapon. It'd be, like, a 5v5 squad, and, like, one dude will be left, and just, like, one dude will use that weapon twice. Yeah.
There are pretty cool reenactments in that show.
Some of them are, some of them are just...
The Spetsnaz one.
Oh, the Spetsnaz one, that was crazy.
It has a little knife that shoots out and shit.
I liked Samurai versus Viking a lot.
I liked the Samoan, or the African tribesmen.
Versus the fucking Central American?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Those guys, that weird throwing axe thing. It looks like a weird...
Like a rock at the end of a stick is what it looked
like. Crazy-ass weapon.
And they had, like, the British beaten stick. I see it with, like, a one... Hard, weird, oblong-looking
club. Like, knob on
the
British beat stick.
The British beat stick, baby.
Indians had a weapon that looked like a gun, but it was, like the butt of a gun.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the little spear tip at the very end on the inside, like, the crescent of it.
That's where all the fucking pressure would go down. Yeah, all dude, that force come down to that little point, man. Bone-crushing.
Bone-crushing.
Good time. Bone-crushing good time it is.
Yeah. Well, it's been like an hour.
Yeah, so let's wrap this bitch up.
We got a Facebook now. It's Bunktastic, all one word. You can hit us up at Twitter, Bunk_tastic. And we have a Gmail, too. Bunktastic. BunktasticPodcast@gmail.com. Don't be scared.
Have a good night, everybody.
Next time on Bunktastic. Don't be a stranger, man. Just take your pants off. Hang out for a while.